Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes.
Really?
Skihouse, welcome back to the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gady.
And that's Mikus over there.
Hey.
Never done that before. This will also be put on YouTube. We are filming, so Mikus is responsible for what happens behind the cameras. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That's a win. I must say that a big thank you to Better Beer for supporting. We are cracking a Better Beer right now as we get into a story. It's from today, actually. It's been a late entry for story of the day. We were required to film something today where we needed to play a game, basically. Mm,
very stressful day.
So it was a tough day on the tools. We had to play a game on the PS5, NBA 2K, I think we're allowed to say.
Yep.
We're very good at our basketball.
Yep.
Well, we're very good at gaming in
general.
Didn't
appear so today, I'll be honest with you.
I imagine the standard was pretty low. Not that I've seen a lot of basketball played, but...
Yeah. No. Anyway, someone at this table had the job of sort of, because they were the only person with a PS5, they were responsible for getting the game downloaded onto the PS5.
Yep.
And that name sort of rhymes with Vickers. And
it rhymes with anyway. Maddie.
So when we got there,
Daddy. You're an idiot.
If it's your first time listening, Mikus's supercoach name is Daddy's Home for some reason. We haven't been able to work out yet. He's also doing a 75-day challenge, which you tell you all about.
That's why he's drinking zero alcohol. Yep. Beautiful.
Now, Mikus, talk us through, like, from your perspective. Actually, I'm pretty keen to hear it from Gody's perspective because he spends 100% of his life telling us to hurry up, but why is this taking so long, et cetera, et cetera. But from your perspective, just tell everyone listening why that wasn't able to occur.
Yeah, so first time I've ever downloaded a game on the PS5.
Mm-hmm.
And so I click download. After about half an hour, it comes up and says play now. So I turn it off and I go, all right, we'll play tomorrow. All good.
Mm-hmm. Well, it said play now, so why would you play tomorrow?
Yeah.
Follow instructions, mate. That's your first problem. Mate.
Well, anyway, we're filming today. This was last night. And, then I turned the PlayStation on today and it still had about 2.5 hours to download. Mm.
Which wouldn't have been a problem, but for the fact that we told Gody who is working.
Who has a full-time job and a family.
Yeah. So we told Gody, hey, mate, leave your family. We'll be fine.
This shouldn't take too long.
If you get there at 12:30, we'll be fine to start. No issues whatsoever. And in our heads, we're going, yeah, that's fine. We'll rock up at 10 o'clock. We've got 2 hours. What can possibly go wrong? This idiot goes, oh, unfortunately, we've got 2.5 hours still to download on this game.
So the first phone call I got was when I was leaving, because the original time to get there was, we'll get there at 11:30. We'll do some planning and we should be filmed by 12:30. Be done by 1:32. Perfect. Beautiful. No dramas. Easy. So the first phone call I got, well, I actually made the phone call to you. And I said, how are we going? How are we looking? As I was on my way from the north side of Brizzy to the south side, and said, oh, slight concern, the game's still down. Let him say, oh, how long's it going to be? I think it was at this point, it was about 2 hours. I said, oh, all right, what I'll do, I'll reschedule work. I'll go see a few clients and come back and say, yeah, all good. If I get there 12:30, that still gives us a bit of time. Yep, perfect. It'd be easily done by 12:30. Perfect. I can squeeze enough.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, your mate over here said it. Anyway.
I was on autopilot. Yeah.
So I knocked off my work and I had to leave by 12 o'clock to get to your joint at 12:30. So I left at 5 to 12 because I'm fucking early and not a moron.
Oh, right. One of those people that's got your life in order.
Yeah, they're one of those guys that when I say I'm going to be somewhere at 12:30 and 5 minutes early, it's pretty straightforward.
Is that what you meant to do?
Yeah, it's fucking weird, right?
It's on you, mate.
So anyway, at about 12:22, I get a message from a phone call from Mika. So I'm like, oh, trouble. So as Mika's rang me, he's very, very quiet in his voice. And so all I said was, what's happened? He's like, well, the game's still got an hour and a half to download. What are you thinking? I know you've got to be out of here. I said, oh, look, mate, I'll be honest with you. I'm at the fucking exit. Like I'm 4 minutes from your house, so I'm not going to turn around. So got there, ginned around. It sped up, and we got it done quickly.
It sped up because you came in and said, is everyone off the Wi-Fi? Yeah. We're like, yeah.
Yeah.
And we were all on the Wi-Fi.
I'm watching YouTube videos.
How to play NBA.
Yeah, and all these fucking 9 videos we've got on the go on the Wi-Fi while it's downloading. All of a sudden, it went from like an hour to about 8 minutes in about 2 minutes. Was like, you, a pair, are fucking morons.
And when you say pair, you mean three of us.
Yeah. I don't blame skin for this one at all. I don't think it had anything to do with skin this one.
I appreciate that. What percentage of out of me and Mika's? What percentage?
80 for daddy.
Yep.
20 for you. Mainly because you always like, you fill me with such optimism and you just let me down all the time with this sort of stuff.
That's actually unfair for Lee. I'm copping it. I feel like I was.
Nah, but like the initial phone call he filled me with optimism, like easily 12:30. Like we'll get an hour and a half play in easily.
That is my fault because you were going, you were in the lounge room saying it won't be done.
Well, there's your 20. There's your fucking 20%.
We should tell Gordy to stay at work.
Yeah, and I'm just, it was just a fucking, I rang Kathleen and all, she didn't even like, she obviously knew what I was reading. She's like, what's happened? So you won't believe. So yeah, well, I will believe it because it fucking happens every week. So.
Yeah. So it was a bit of a joke. Sorry about that, Gordy. But speaking of jokes, we do have a joke of the week. And it is sent in. Oh, thank you very much if you are sending them in. I think there's a contact us. There's a contact us page on the website which allows you to record them, voice recording, which Kate has done, but you can also write them in. Now, this segment is brought to you by Better Beer, and here is Kate's joke.
Hey, guys, how are you? It's Kate here.
And Lily May.
I'm going to tell you a paper joke. Actually, nah, fuck it, it's terrible.
How you doing, skin?
That's very...
Does that whoosh sound different?
It was good.
In. Yeah, that's because I put the wrong one in. I was hoping no one picked it up. But your like, eyes changed straight away. You're like, what's happened there? Yeah,
photographic memory, mate. Keep telling you this.
Sorry about that. Now, skin, do you want to take over the written one?
Yeah, sure, can do. Had a written one sent in by Casey a little while ago. Yep, size one font, but...
Did he write it small just in case he doesn't see it?
Yeah, exactly. Brilliant. Now,
Mikas, can you listen?
I was zoned out.
He's delivering some of his best gear here and you're fucking over there looking at your cameras again, doing your job.
This one is cricket related for anyone who's not Australian or doesn't care about cricket. Apologies in advance, but neither does Casey and I think he's written it himself.
Oh.
So. Okay. I think it was around the time where we were discussing the man-catting drama.
Okay.
So he sent in, I know there's a lot of controversy about the non-striker leaving his crease before the ball is bowled, but where do you draw the line? 768 millimetres from the other popping crease.
Good.
It's sort of mass related as well, isn't it?
And he says,
is that actually how far away it is?
Yeah. So I think the pitch
1.7,
is...
So what's that, 1.78?
17.68 metres from popping crease.
Oh, from popping crease. Yeah,
22 right yards from stumps to stumps. Yeah. Anyway, so he says, I did arrive by accident. I know fuck all about cricket. I've watched about 20 episodes of yours now. I had to Google what a man cad was and the length of a cricket pitch. So not a bad
effort. Great, a cricket pitch.
That is a phenomenal effort. Thank you very much. Casey and Kate was the first one. And then I didn't quite catch Kate's, I assume that was her child.
Daughter.
But just, she did say, now you do one skin, so I'm instantly a fan.
Yeah. Glad I'm even getting roasted by 4-year-olds now, so that's nice.
Still yet to do one. Now, I wanted to ask guys, this is something that I've started thinking about across the weekend. You know, like phrases that really can't be quantified explicitly by time. So sort of like, I think it comes under the branch of just putting bulk mail on stories, similar to like what you were talking about there with the optimism.
And yeah.
I've got another story that's similar to that. So driving around yesterday with a girl that I'm getting to know, and we went past like a, we were going to Albion, it's a suburb in Brisbane, but we went like a completely different way that we hadn't been, like randomly because I got lost, obviously.
How do you get lost here? You go there 3 days a week.
I was coming from, have a GP, yeah.
I was coming from her house, not mine. It's,
Same road nearly. Not really.
Anyway, we drove past like this service station and Rochelle was like, oh, that's that service station. I was at that like the other day. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've definitely been at, I was at that survey the other day as well. She was like, yeah, genuine. They're like, I drove past like on Friday. I was like, oh, okay, yeah, mine was like 2 years ago.
Are you sure that's not this is you?
She was like, well, that's not really the other day. I was like, yeah, I reckon that's fine. Like, yeah, within the other day, within the last 5 years or so, that's okay, surely. Yeah. And I reckon I would say that a lot, like, you know, not long ago, like, well, just caught up with that. Yeah, I actually caught up with that bloke not long ago.
And
that
school.
Exactly. Yeah,
if I've seen you since school, I've caught up with you not long ago.
Yeah, you see much of Rick anymore? Yeah, yeah, I see him all the time. I haven't seen him for 25 years, but I just do ones like that all the time. Are you guilty of that? Anyone help me out here?
Oh, I think it's, I reckon more, like I had a few beers watching the footy.
Oh, yeah, that's a classic. Okay. So, and what is that? That could mean.
Oh, I think a few beers. I reckon it's like should be 3 to 4. I reckon a few is 3 to 4.
Yeah,
yeah.
I've definitely claimed a few is a bit more than that. On Sunday, I had a very casual, but like bit of a piss take game of cricket on Sunday morning.
Can you stop playing so much cricket?
Well, this cricket's actually fun because it doesn't really matter that much if I suck, which that's quite handy.
You don't suck,
but
though.
Anyways, so
playing how do you play this fun cricket?
You play like a side. Anyways.
Set world records and stuff.
Yeah, exactly. All that sort of jazz.
Skin once broke a world record, last man standing, look it up. Yeah,
first game. Anyway, point is, rocked up at 8:30 and one of the guys just asked me, like, what did you get up to last night? Do you have a big one, go out anywhere? I was like, no, I just had a few beers at home with one of my mates. It was about probably 15. So I was not in a good way. Beers,
yeah. Perfect. And the other one I reckon I do that, Mikas, I feel like you would also do that Goaty would hate, is that I would say, yeah, looking at doing that in the near future. I'd just be like, you're the type of operator that would do that as well.
Yeah, I'm just going to download the game in the near future. Yeah.
It shouldn't be too long until it's ready. Tomorrow.
Yeah, in the near future means I'm never doing it. Ever. Like people always would go, they'd be like, oh, here's a good idea. Why don't you like do this like with your, you know, like someone will say like, oh, you could do like this commentary over these cricket. Like all you need to do is just write an email to this person. I'm like, yeah, I'll look at doing that in the near future for sure. Never. That's not my code language for that as well. And then Goaty, the one that I always do to you is I'll be there soon.
Yeah, it drives me fucking and like this used to drive me more insane. Like even like pre-kids, like we like go out, so come on, go over to the pub. Say, yeah, I'll drive over. You should crash on my couch all the time. Usually vomit on it or whatever, but that's fine. Another story.
That was one time.
That's exaggerated.
I'm putting mayo on it. Unfortunately, you put mayo on my couch that night.
I think it was actually hot dogs from memory.
Disgraceful. Another story.
Vegan hot dogs.
Vegan hot dogs. No murderies. Good people. Yeah. Lots of meat and hot dogs. we'd be like at the pub or something about to order dinner. So where are you, mate? I'm close. I'm like just at the Gabba. Like that was his go-to. Like the Gabba, it's still a little bit far, but I sort of worked out after about 2 or 3 goes, it's like, well, he hasn't left yet.
Yeah. Genuinely, when I would say the Gabba, I was actually at Carindale, which would mean nothing unless you live in Brisbane. Yeah. But like how far between those two?
Well, so, I reckon so it breaks up into segments. So it's like probably 40 minutes from here to my joint. Like Carindale's probably 15 from yours. Gabba's another 10 or 15. And then from there, it's another 20. Yeah. So you're always about half an hour behind what you needed to be.
So Goaty got to the point where he'd be like, well, where are you? I'm like, yeah, I'm just going past the Gabba. He's like, yeah, okay, but where are you really? I was like, oh, Morningside.
Haven't left yet. I'm just hopping in the car. Why are you on the Bluetooth? Another reason.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I have a segment for you. It is called Are You an Idiom?
Mm-hmm. Like it?
Good. I do.
Mika's really likes it.
I liked it.
Still trying to download the game.
Okay, so... Okay, so you asked before, like we went back on. No, it's just like... All right, can I open this on camera? It's like, yeah, that's fine. Open it on camera. I didn't think after like all this time like of doing this like together as like a whole unit that like we would have to explain to you like don't do it into the mic while Lee's mid sentence.
How have you just interrupted the whole show? Dead silence.
I mean, at least no one talked over the top of each other. Yeah.
Listen more, talk less, and open beers more, apparently.
Okay. Anyway, thank you. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Migas. That's good.
Just I mean, that again.
They are wonderful people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't blame you for opening it, but just maybe more appropriate time, I reckon.
Anyway, this Are You an Idiom is the segment we're doing, and that is because I was scrolling needlessly on the internet today. We know that We Got the Chocolates, our name is, and well, that's an idiom, means to win. We Got the Chocolates, mm-hmm. means that we won.
Yep.
That's where it came from. Certainly that was our intended meaning. Well, I don't think it didn't appear for some reason on this list, which is the English Idioms website, where they had the most common list of English idioms used.
Okay.
But problem is, some of them I do not use. And I'm very interested to see whether you guys do. Okay. Either A, use them. Like, I think I could, I definitely don't use them, but I could probably work out some of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I just wanted to see if you guys either A, use them, and B, can work them out.
Okay.
Right. So here you go. So but they're not like common ones, like, oh, you can't have your cake and eat it too. Like, everyone knows what that is.
This is like a smart version of, smart version of Fictionary, nearly.
Yeah, kind of. Yeah. True. That's fair. Nice, but they're actually real words or real phrases.
And I've got a jingle for you in my head already. Okay. American idiom.
Oh, that's good.
Don't want to be an American idiom. And by that we mean they're unfortunately English. But I mean, they speak English in America. That's fine. Yeah, it works. And wonderful. Well, should we do the segment?
Kick us off, would you?
Okay, here you go. Look before you leap.
Oh, it says to think before you act, I'd imagine. Sort of.
Kind of. By kind of, I meant wrong. Do you want this? It's not a game, so I won't do that. It's actually a segment. You're working together.
Yeah.
There's no competition.
Oh, so there's no buzzer.
No, there's no buzzer.
Okay.
No, you can do that later in the show. That is coming out. We are playing Human Shazam.
Good forward sell.
Look before you leap. So obviously none of you use it.
Yeah, no. Definitely do not use it.
This is my point. It's on the most common user. I feel like you're not quite getting it. Maybe I didn't explain it properly. This is on the most common used English idioms.
Ever. I don't reckon I've ever used it.
Who the hell has ever said that?
I've never heard it.
I would have thought it was what Gody said.
Yeah, it's take only calculated risks, apparently.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was going to say.
That's what Gody said.
That is
sort of
what Gody said. Yeah, but you got to say word for word. I mean, it's not a game, but if it was a game, you'd have to say word for word.
I got half a point.
Okay, the devil is in the details.
I have heard.
I've heard of that. Who says it?
I've never said it. I don't know where I heard it. What does that mean?
It's sort of like I wouldn't know how to explain it, but like sort of like try and look a bit more closely into it.
You're doing pretty well there.
But what the heck's the devil meant to be?
Look, the bad things. I'm sure. Yeah. I don't.
If you look more closely, you'll realize it's a bad idea.
Well done, Skin. Okay. It looks good from a distance, but when you look closer, there are problems.
Okay, brilliant.
These are obviously all phrases that I would expect we're going to start using on the podcast, hence the need for this
segment. I would not have thought so.
Start a second show, and that'll be the name. But,
so, Migas, the devil is in the details. Whilst the game did look good from the distance, when you looked at the actual download time, you were freaked.
Slight problem.
Yeah. Right. A stitch in time saves 9.
I'm sorry?
This is the most common English idiom.
Stitch in time
saves 9.
I don't know where to start.
That means to fix the problem now because it will get worse later.
Mm. Okay.
There you go. Haste makes waste. Who the
fuck? No one says that. I think you're a loser if you say that.
I've never heard it.
Haste makes waste.
I've got a guess. If you rush something, you'll do a poor job.
Yeah. You make mistakes if you rush through something. Brilliant. Well done.
Fuck, skin smart.
Out of the frying pan and into the fire. Are you saying any of these?
No, never.
How are these common? What does understand?
Oh, that's just like you've got to run a bad luck or something. Like you've
That's you put your hand in a bucket of diamonds and pull out a rock.
Yeah, well, that's also pretty
that's
bad luck.
Similar idiom, yeah, but it's not this one. Out of the frying pan and into the fire.
Yeah, so like you've had a real tough time over here in the frying pan. You think you're finally out, but yeah, just straight back into a fire.
Things are going from bad to worse, is what you meant to say.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
I'd like you to use more words when you needed to, Skin.
That is, yeah. Dave the Brit, do you know, have you known any of these?
Yeah, three of them so far.
Okay, how many have I read? 25.
So maybe when it says English, it means from England.
Okay. You can catch more flies with honey than you can with vinegar. Yeah, you know that one.
Yeah.
What's that?
If you're talking to like someone like and you're in a conflict with them, like speak to them nicely and like you'll get a resolution being nice, so then you will be a prick, basically.
Get what you want by being nice. Well said, Gertie. I like it.
That's what we told you about the TikTok comments today.
Oh, yeah.
Stop roasting people.
Yeah. I get addicted sometimes late at night after a couple of beers. And by a couple, I mean
9.
42. Okay, here you go. You can't make an omelette without breaking some eggs.
Yeah, I've heard that.
What?
Yeah.
As in like, literally?
No, it's sort of like like the end goal, you'll sort of make mistakes on the way sort of thing.
There's always a cost to doing something.
Yeah.
Are you saying that that's right? That's almost got it.
That's what you said.
Yeah, okay. That's fair. All right, that's good. Well, good. So they're all the way, they're the English idiom ones, right? The ones that we're apparently using very commonly day to day.
Yeah, all the time.
All the time. Always, which we will start using. Out of the frying pan and into the fire would be the one that I'll start using the most. Things are going from bad to worst. This podcast is going out of the frying pan. Isn't that how it works, Migas? These ones are actually from overseas, and I have the origins of them. So it's a bit of a trip, of a cultural trip for you as well.
We're teaching people a few things.
Teaching people, yeah. Come to the podcast to learn. We got the chocolates. You come for pop culture, sport, laughs, jokes, stories,
education. It's a university degree in one.
It's literally
high quality.
It's
education.
A teaching degree, a business degree, obviously a chemistry.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Done that. Mm-hmm. Okay, here you go. And this idiom, when translated from Cheyenne, is, which I think is like American Indian language. Is that right?
I'm not
Couldn't
sure.
Couldn't tell you.
Okay, good. It is right. I'm teaching you.
Okay, thank you.
Remember, I'm the teacher. Okay, are you still riding the goat? It's an idiom. What do you think that means? This one I wouldn't expect used, Katie. Although, are you still riding the goat?
Still on track.
Couldn't be more wrong.
This is why I haven't said anything for the last 5 minutes.
You've had a bad day today, I'm not going to lie.
Should I leave?
Yeah. Today's been going from the frying pan to the fire or whatever it is.
Back into the frying pan.
Straight back.
Remember, mate, you catch more flies with vinegar than you will.
Other way around, bud.
Back on the gate.
Are you still right of the gate? Any ideas?
No, I wouldn't have a
scoopy. Are you still off track then, I guess, if Vickers was so wrong?
Yeah. It's also the source of a rather catchy way of asking someone whether they're separated from their spouse.
What?
Are you still riding the goat?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So if they say, no, I'm not riding the goat.
They're single.
Separated. They're single. Yeah, right.
Okay. So it's a way of finding out if someone's single. So again,
it's probably not the way I'd use it.
And their spouse is a goat.
Yeah,
their spouse is a goat.
Okay.
Oh, that's good.
There you go.
Yeah, no, perfect.
Now, this one comes from, I'll read it first. Walk around in hot porridge.
I don't know, mate. I don't know what you want from us.
Like hard work. I imagine walking through porridge is hard work.
It's actually an idiom that we use all the time. Like it means the same thing.
You're just having a shit run.
No.
What?
No, I won't walk around in hot porridge if I say that.
Is it like the same as walking on hot coals or something, whatever that idiom means?
It's to not beat around the bush.
Oh.
I'll tell you right away. I won't walk around on hot porridge.
What does that even mean? Like, I know you just told me, but it's like.
Well, what does beat around the bush? Where would that have come from?
I'm going straight to the point. I'm not going to beat around the bush.
Yeah,
but what's the bush?
I don't know.
Well, it's funny that you ask. You know, I actually prepared this earlier.
You would know, by the sounds of things.
Once in American history, there was a guy named George W.
Yeah, okay, come on, let's move it on.
Oh, my God. And then the last one I've got for you is emit smoke from
7 orifices.
You can work this out. You can work this
that
out.
That just has to mean you're very angry.
Oh, Skin, you're a genius. No.
Gosh, I'm good on the buttons. 7 orifices.
How many orifices do
I
have?
7 orifices?
I don't know.
This is
a Chinese. This is a Chinese idiom.
I guess.
To emit 7.
To emit smoke from 7 orifices means to be extremely angry. You might be wondering exactly what the orifices in question are. So just to clear things up. Eyes, ears, nostrils, and mouth. Okay. Brilliant. Not anus.
Oh, we were pointing at Zard.
Yeah, I was definitely looking downstairs.
Well, you've had a bloody real run of that at the moment. I don't want to be saying much.
One of my orifices is pretty blocked.
You should get that checked.
Cody, a couple of weeks ago when I was away, we did a segment on the most outrageous claims you've ever heard, I believe.
Yeah, that was based on a story from my mother-in-law who said that 1 in 2 kids joins the Scouts.
We've since fact-checked that. That's incorrect.
Yeah, which couldn't be further from the truth. But anyway, so we thought we'd sort of go back to the well. I actually got another one. We went out to dinner for Kathleen's birthday on Wednesday. Went to the Norman Hotel, good place. A couple of, you know...
Matteries.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Anyway, no, it was good. And I went to order near there, and I don't know if you've sort of been to the Norman in South Brisbane. Like, we went to like where you order, and there was a board basically saying like the people who've done like the 1 kilo steak challenge. You know. And I as the skin loves it, obviously.
We know.
And I was standing behind him, and like it was a bloke about our age, and his mate said, "Oh, you know, I used to be on that board, but they took the records from like 2017 and early off the board."
Why?
I don't know.
Why would they have done
that? Like I just felt like saying, just putting my nose in, so you just lied about that.
Yeah, it used to be up there. But
yeah, it used to be out there. Yeah, no, they just took all the earlier records off. So, no, they didn't. Just lying.
It would be so good to be able to say
Yeah,
that.
I know. I wish I had the confidence to do it.
Yeah, to do that. No, mate, that's not true. Well, Gody, I thought you would appreciate the – we got lots of entries back then when we did that segment about most outrageous claims. One came in from Harrison, who joins us on the phone right now. He's actually in the US in Michigan, I believe. And it's
would
like,
this be our first like international caller?
Yeah, probably.
Live?
A live caller, surely. Really? We've never made someone get out of bed at 4:38. That's
true. To be fair, it's normally like in the US, by the time we finish recording, it's about 8 in the morning for them as well, because we're normally done here by midnight. So
Check if Harrison's there? Harry, we got you.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, good to know. Magnificent. Now, Harrison, you're from Michigan, is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
Perfect. So are you happy to be on the podcast, mate, or would you like to Michigan?
No, this is great. I love this. This is hilarious.
I was trying to say wish again, but okay. Nice, that's gone down real well. Cut that out, boys. Harrison, see what I've done there, Harrison, is just lay a solid foundation, because now even if your story sucks.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to be better than that fucking pun.
It's all right.
If it's bad, I'll just be Michigan.
Oh, good. See, that's better.
Yes.
Good luck. Thanks for your efforts on this show, mate. Harrison's on board now.
Thanks, mate. Cheers.
That's a clinic.
Oh, well, that sucks for me. That was great by you, Harrison. Yeah. Anyway, Harrison, I understand. I think the story about the most outrageous claim comes from it's a story about your father-in-law. Is that right? Do you want to run us through it?
Yeah, absolutely. So my fiance and I have been together about 2.5 years at this point. And so I've had a good chunk of time of just going to the local bar with my soon-to-be father-in-law. Mm-hmm. And some of the stories that he comes out with is just like... I've seen less bullshit in a pasture. Like, it's ridiculous.
What the heck? Oh, you just missed that segment. We just did that a second ago. That would have fit perfectly. Okay.
Great. Perfect. Love a good transition.
And which one's your popular, your most favorite?
Oh, my. So a few months back, I was there, and he was talking to this random guy that was sitting next to us, and he came out with this story. And he just starts going on about how he's this captain of a mega yacht that also does fishing, and how they go out. We have a couple of the largest lakes in the world that surround our state, for those who aren't quite up on American geography, which most Americans aren't either.
I heard that, actually.
What the heck?
This
is good.
So he has this super mega yacht fishing boat that he's the captain of, and he has 10, 12 people working underneath him, and they go out for multiple day charters to go fishing in Lake Michigan. How they just pull in these just absolutely massive fish, and how people will walk away with just, you know, 50, 60 fish that are all these massive things. And I'm just sitting here going, mate, you have a tinny that's like 2 meters long. What are you talking about? He's talking about how like 2-3 people will sleep out, you know, will go out and they'll sleep on there for multiple days. And I'm like, wow, that's going to be really uncomfortable because you have to literally be stacked on top of each other for the boat you actually have.
So, oh, Harrison, you're sitting there and listening to him say this? Like, does he know that you're listening and that you know that's not true?
Oh, absolutely, he knows.
Okay. And do you pull him up on it? Or just say,
does
him
he
go?
Give you a tap on the shoulder or something like that saying, yeah, don't mention it, mate?
No, he does not give a shit. Okay, like, all right. He's just there and confident with it. And I'm like, you know what? Kudos to you. I don't think I could ever make a claim quite on that level and just roll with it.
But Harrison, what, like, the question that springs to my mind is like, what is he gaining out of this? Like, what by going up to random people and just, does he just enjoy making stories up? Like, is he Ernest Hemingway?
I swear, I think the man was an author in a previous life, because like he can tell some stories. Either that or he's like, our stereotype is people from Texas like to tell tall tales, and I swear he's better than anybody I've ever met from Texas.
Right. Okay. Oh, and has no one ever asked him like, hey, can you show me a photo of your super yacht?
Oh, crap, the Wi-Fi's
down. Oh, yeah, I mean, Nokia, buddy.
Yeah, I've got a super yacht, but I don't have any data.
The best part is this. The man he was talking to about this was actually like starting to show interest in going on one of these. And all of a sudden he immediately pulls out with a, well, I'm just the captain. I work for the company. I don't know what the contact is for.
Right. Okay. Actually, I'd really love to come on one of these things. Well, unfortunately today it sunk.
Service. Unbelievable.
Fully booked until 2078.
I can see there's opening in July.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
Oh, Harrison, that is pure. Yeah. Thank you, mate, for making your debut on the Week of the Chocolates podcast. We appreciate it a huge amount, and we'll speak to you very soon.
Absolutely. Sounds good, guys. Have a good day.
Thanks, mate. Now, Goaty, do you want to give a little bit of an update about a competition that launched last week that we've been playing against?
Flying, isn't it?
It's flight numbers. What about the numbers?
We don't say numbers normally, but this time we're going to say numbers. We've got over 250 entered into our Supercoach group, which we're staggered at. It's really, yeah, it'll be really, really good. Hopefully even bigger and better for next year. We'll have some more things. But I'll give a shout out to you pointed at me.
I just wanted to raise my hand and say I think we still have two in the AFL Supercoach comp. So if anyone wants to join that one.
Starts this week too.
So hold on. So what you're saying is we've got 250 in the NRL and we have two in the AFL.
I believe so. Yeah.
We haven't done the same level of promotion.
Oh, I mean,
haven't been pushing it out.
How busy have we been though today?
Yeah, flat out. I mean, all that NBA. But
No.
If anyone's listening and wants to go join that, feel free to do so.
What, the NBA?
It's not how it works. No.
Sorry. Yeah.
They're not paying us, mate.
Just fill out your application. we'll hook you up.
Yeah, I'll give a shout out. Round one leader is Jai for the team of Red Ants. They are leading our group, so well done, Jai. So I thought I'd give him a shout out. And I'd also like to mention, how were the fins?
Oh, the fins up.
Fins up. Skin your fins not up, mate.
Sorry,
put it up. Yeah,
right. It's still not up, mate.
Hey, we're impressed with that. That was pretty cool.
That was a good game,
for anyone that doesn't follow NRL or Supercoach and doesn't know what we're talking about, in the NRL, the Redcliffe Dolphins played their first ever game on the weekend, just gone. And they were given not much chance of winning.
They were $6.50.
Right. $6.50.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. Yeah. Yeah. That's heaps, like, isn't it? Because we know
too much.
Man, yeah. So they were given no chance, and they won.
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. They were versing the Roosters. Genghis, you can probably tell me more. I understand they're a good team.
Very good team. They're $9 million does have the salary cap. That's not sure. So.
At least.
Yeah. Just signing more and more players. So, like, they re-signed Sualii today for another $750. So where the fuck is this money coming from?
What's his name?
Haven't they already been pulled up on it before? How would they still be doing it?
Sombrero. Anyway, but no, good on the Finns. I was bloody cheering,
mate. Can't wait till we get sued for defamation. Good.
Anyway.
Look, like, we've got all that.
Should everyone just get here with like, oh shit, that actually could happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wait, you know there's an edit button, right? Anyway.
Where is it? Edit.
Edit.
I wish, imagine, that's what Goaty thinks podcasting works. We
we finished the podcast and we're like, we push the edit button and it spits it out.
Yeah.
But I'm sure with all this artificial intelligence coming out though, I mean, one day.
GJP or whatever.
Yeah, it'll be all over it.
But that's really good start for the Dolphins. And hopefully, like, I know it's only round one, hopefully they don't fall off the red cliff.
Nice.
That is good. I like it. Yeah. Nice skin. Have you got any dolphin puns?
Nope.
Any fins up puns? You know, apparently they're actually starting their own social media page skin called Finstagram.
Good.
Good.
It'll be good when that gets over the finish line.
Oh, yeah.
And actually, I think next game, the team, it's an away game, so they're going to stay in the Fintercontinental Hotel.
I think we're finished.
No, I did that one with the finish line. I just did that one.
What?
You're getting this bad as kid.
So you tried really good there. Put more. See, put. Okay.
In my head for so long, I didn't listen to anyone else. Yeah.
So put more of that effort into getting the game downloaded faster.
Can I say their forwards were looking a little bit tired on the weekend? They might need a few more fin interchanges.
Good. Oh, skin.
Look at me.
Unfortunately, we're out of time. So
I'll have to cut that out because it went over the time.
All right, we play a game against each other. Play along as you were listening as well. It is called Human Shazam, and the jingle, I don't have a jingle.
Perfect.
I've said, how many times I've said this, pump up Shazam.
Yeah, well, I'm waiting for you to record it.
But I don't know how to update my phone, so I wouldn't think I could do that.
Isn't that just that magic edit button, mate? Honestly.
Yeah, that's right. Anyway, basically the way the game works, Goaty, Skin, and Mikus are all playing against each other. I play the first few seconds of a song, but it's in MIDI form, like a MIDI file, so not the actual song.
Mm-hmm.
So it sounds weird. Be ready for that. Hence, it makes the game harder and more challenging and gets the best out of ourselves for this particular segment.
And means we don't get sued.
Oh, yeah, right.
That's nice.
Probably the number one positive, I reckon.
Yeah. And anyway, the first person to buzz in and get the name of the song or artist will get a point. If you get both, you obviously get a bonus point. What's your buzzers this evening?
Hurry up. Japan.
Hurry up, Japan. Albert.
All right.
Why?
Yeah, first time listeners, Skin's getting a penis piercing.
Go back and listen to Apple 170.
170, yes.
What is 171?
Wasn't it 169?
No, you're thinking of something else.
I don't want to hear about your personal life, mate.
All right, here you go. Each of the songs, because I'm a genius, each of the songs.
Is there a theme?
Yeah, it's sort of. No.
Yeah, there is. It's actually not.
Nah, the theme is they're in the news at the moment.
Okay.
So there is a theme. Current news and events.
Really?
Is it going to be like...
It's pop culture.
Okay. Yeah, right.
It's not like the current affair theme song or something.
Yeah. No. Like, apparently on 60 Minutes last night, someone just dropped an F-bomb, but like they kept it in. It's obviously pre-recorded.
That's fine. I don't see the issue with any of that.
Well, we know because you swear all the time. So, all right, here we go. First song.
Oh, hurry up. Galway Girl, Ed Sheeran.
That is 2 points.
Yeah,
Well done. 2 points. Dave the Brit.
Redheads know each other.
That knows bulk shit. Jack shit. Can you please keep score? Ed Sheeran, obviously, I think he sold out. I went and saw him in Brisbane. So a little trip about my life. Yeah.
So did I.
So did Skin.
Did you?
Went and saw him. Yeah. Big Ed fans. We were absolutely shearing for him. And
that's good.
That's the only reason.
He actually spent some time at the farm just before he started his tour as well. He was on the sheep duty. What was he doing?
That's the best delivery. You haven't even said it and everyone knows it. And by everyone knows it, I mean Skim still doesn't know.
No, I got there.
Yeah, nice. Okay, yeah. So, but he just sold out like every stadium. Yeah.
He'd have a lot of money, I reckon.
Yes. And if he's looking to jump on board.
Yeah, why don't we get him on tonight?
Yeah, yeah. To play a few.
No, but he sold out the MCG. It was his biggest concert ever.
Yeah, right.
108,000 people.
Sometimes I'm really glad you're on this podcast.
Yeah.
This is one of those times. All right, second. Here we go.
Okay, hurry up.
No.
Harry Styles, Watermelon Sugar High.
Holy hell.
I know the song. What? Obviously, everyone knows the song.
Neither of those songs strike me as your top genre of music
either. No.
It's a lot about Goaty you don't know.
Yeah.
I just saw Harry Styles.
Did you?
Yeah. Well,
that was the reason I put that one on.
Yeah,
I thought you could
got
maybe
it.
Say
it
something.
It sounds so different.
Does it? Yeah, well, that's the whole idea of the game.
No, I know. Yeah,
so if you played the actual song, that'd be quite an easy game.
Yeah, so we play these MIDI files.
Oh, is that what's happening?
Yeah. That's all right, man. Good try. Yeah, I'm sure you get the next one.
I'm on fire tonight.
Here we go. Ready? Also in the news.
Japan. Fuck. don't know.
Why would you do that?
No, because I do know it, but I thought I could. Yeah, I thought it'd come to me. Justin Bieber, what do you mean?
2 points.
Fuck, well, thank you.
Excellent.
I was trying to say Japan, but I kept saying Justin, vice versa.
No, no, we heard it.
No, no, we got it. Unfortunately, everyone else heard it too.
Edit button.
What's that make the score, Dave?
4-2, Skin get to trouble.
Yep.
What's really concerning is I've known all three of those songs.
So all three of them on your iPhone.
Haven't been able to get.
Have you forgot your buzzer? Because yeah. Albert.
Yeah. How could you forget that?
Yeah, sorry.
All right, here we go. Ready? Fourth song, I believe.
Hurry up. Selena Gomez.
No way.
I don't know the song title though.
What?
1 point.
Hold on.
Okay.
It Ain't Me.
Bang.
Are you kidding me? That's unbelievable. How does Cody know this?
What is that?
Guru, mate.
How have you done that?
That is elite.
Oh, God, I'm good.
The song is Selena Gomez, It Ain't Me. Now, Justin Bieber cancelled his tour to Australia. That's why that's in the news at the moment. And there are whispers that it may have been to do with the feud between Selena Gomez and Hailey Bieber.
Because Selena and Justin used to...
Selena and Justin used to potentially...
Bump uglies.
Yes. Okay. May have fornicated on one of the occasions.
A horizontal folk dance.
Okay, all right. No, sure. Sure, got it. Yeah. Okay.
We think they might have chode.
I'm sorry?
What?
I mean chode is in like the...
like the width is like... Yeah, yeah.
Nothing about the width. That's why he cancelled the tour.
Yeah, apparently. Big width.
Yeah. Okay. Here you go. This is the fifth song, and Goaty, I think, has got an unbeaten lead. But, Skin, if you get this, that'll
you
be...
You can win.
Nice. Yeah, this is quadruple points, I've heard.
Okay, right. Here you go. Here is the fifth.
Hurry up.
Fuck.
Suspicious
man.
Minds, Elvis Presley.
Shit.
This is an absolute clinic.
Oh, that was ridiculous.
Or we're just really bad and everyone else listening is just going, you guys are absolute morons.
Let us know if you beat Goaty at any stage.
I doubt it.
Because he looked unbelievable. That was untouchable.
That was a fine run.
So what have you got there? Mika's got 2 points and you've got eight. Yeah.
8-2-0.
And that last one was quadruple points too. So plenty. Oh, it's a fucking rugby league score. It's also, it's at least two converted tries.
Also, Skin got zero, so nude.
Nude.
Okay.
Again.
That was not pre-stated.
That's in the rules.
Okay. I did not know that.
End of your trip, mate.
Elvis Presley wasn't in the news at all. I just watched the Elvis movie on the weekend.
Did you?
That's good.
Beautiful.
Yeah, it's good. Would recommend. It's nice. Quite
the theme real well.
I ended up feeling very sorry for him. No spoilers, obviously, but most people probably know about his life.
I know a bit about his life. I haven't seen the movie yet.
No, he's like broke at the end of his career. Because his manager was
had quite
pain.
A poor diet as well.
I don't think that's what made him financially broke.
I know that about the end of his life. I feel sorry for him because I know what he was eating and it doesn't sound like a good time.
Yeah, let's wind this up. What about, what about that? Yeah, you're in for a tweet there.
Lucky Cody. I sent that to you today. Now I can't find it anyway. That was good.
Well, I've got the sound effect, if that helps.
How was that? Was that a bit better?
Sure.
Beautiful. All righty. Tweet of the week. This was from Bryden Coverdale, who used to, I think he still writes for Crick Info, but he's also on The Chase Australia.
The Chase isn't the one where you.
Yeah, the quiz one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Not actually like. Yeah,
not Tiggy. Actually chasing people.
Does anyone else call it Tiggy?
Yeah, Tiggy.
Yeah, Tiggy.
Yeah, okay. Nice.
Yeah, Tiggy.
Sure.
Yeah,
Apparently, that's not a, like Queensland. That's a Queensland thing.
What are they other people
South Australia. I tried to bring down a game called Pop Up Tiggy. And they didn't know what it was. They call it pop-up tag.
Grow up.
Yeah, that always goes the other
way. It's a game for children. Yeah. Don't grow up.
Can you imagine? Can you imagine if like we just played a game of Tiggy?
Probably
Let's
should
do it. I'll get around it.
Yeah. Actually,
we'd be we'd start vomiting beers up when we do it.
Yeah.
Brian Cover. It says a lot about humanity that when you type human into the Wikipedia search bar, the first article that comes up is human, and the second article is human penis size. Not human rights or human evolution, but dick measurements. I thought I'd throw that one there for you, Skin.
Is that just like a really commonly Googled term?
Don't know, mate.
Probably, I guess it would be.
Yeah,
I wouldn't know.
What? You'd never checked.
You would know. You would know what your dick size is.
What the most searched thing on Google?
Man, we
is.
Thought Elvis had a bad diet. Can't even see it.
Can you imagine not being able to see your own penis?
No, I can't. Luckily, at this point,
it's probably a good thing. They're not exactly the prettiest things in the world, but anyway, keep it going. Wrap it up, mate.
I was more interested with the size thing. Mikas thought his were too small. He tried to throw it back. Radio. It's another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chocolates crew and get around us on the socials or at the website.
Yep, the website's wegotthechocolates.com.au. If you head to our contact us page, you should be able to find a little voice recorder at the top or another spot to send in a written message if that's your preference. And obviously the socials, we're just about everywhere, but we'd appreciate it if you got around us on YouTube. We Got the Chocolates. Go have a look.
Beautiful. And a rating and review on Spotify, Apple, comments on YouTube as well. Skinny, we love all that stuff, don't we?
We do. Yep. Just actually, you just said tag Daddy's home if you want Michael to read on.
Yep. Are you going to respond?
I'll respond.
Yeah.
You love responding.
And if it's an angry reply, you know it's Lee.
Yeah, that's true. They told me to calm down with my replies. So if you write mean stuff, I'll write loving. Kill them with love. You treat more.
No, keep going. Nearly.
Catch more flies.
No. With catch more bees.
Wasn't there something about walking through porridge?
No, that's Winnie the Pooh, mate.
Okay, sorry. Bloody hell, I'm bloody sweating from seven orifers.
Steamed. Anyway, keep going.
Stop beating around the bush. Yeah.
Sweating at you. Anyway.
Anyway, yes, if you're out there and using a few idioms with your mates this week, then you are absolutely getting the chocolates. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.